The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Tuesday edition. That means it's tacos tonight, right, Dom?
Hey, happy Tuesday, Crudy. Good to see you, man. Rich working hard on the board. Thank you, my friend. Of course, the audience. Welcome to the political party. Working our way through the week. Join us anytime, 844-967-2789.
You know, often in rock and roll radio, they do like two for Tuesdays. What about the Voss 2.0, Dom?
You get two bosses today?
Robin Voss, the Assembly Speaker, longest serving in Wisconsin's history, perhaps the most powerful legislative Republican in Wisconsin, Dom. Well, he's been up and subject to a recall. And the first time around, they came short because there was lack of clarity in which district they should be collecting the signatures. There's the old fighting 63rd. And then there's, the new 33rd. And apparently Voss will be running in a new district, or at least that's the plan, Dom. But the recall fell short, didn't accomplish anything. So, you know, if it wasn't futile enough the first time around, they thought recall 2.0,
baby, two for Tuesday.
And we won't know for sure-sies until perhaps the end of June whether the Wisconsin Elections Commission has accepted this newest batch of recall Racine, recall Robin ballots, Dom. But Robin Voss has already made a decision. He's challenging everything, baby.
Everything, man.
Now he's challenging the fact that they collected the signatures, if I understand it, Dom, in the old 63rd. Because the Wisconsin Supreme Court threw out the old 63rd as unconstitutional. And now he's serving in a new district, assume he wins. And this has been one of my greatest concerns since the implementation of the fair maps, Dom. You've heard me talk about this. What happens when we have a special election and we don't have the maps? Because the new maps don't implement until the fall, November 5th election, according to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. But in the interim, we've got a question of law. In which district must you collect the signatures? And Robin Voss is out there challenging this. And my greatest fear, Dom, is somehow this gets embroiled in the federal courts and they use it as a justification to not implement any of the assembly maps this fall. I've always told you that was my greatest concern about short-circuiting the Wisconsin Supreme Court, taking the legislative remedy offered by Robin Voss, who knew at that time he was subject to a recall that some of the people, the crazy MAGA people, don't really like his ass. Not because he's just not sufficiently crazy MAGA.
What if it's a conspiracy, man? What if it's Robin Voss working with his former embarrassment, Gableman, to implement this scheme to get something before a federal judge to short-circuit the Wisconsin district map?
Well, potentially there is a plausible question of law. So here is how it's being reported at the Urban Milwaukee Online Daily. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is challenging the petition seeking to force a recall in his district. Attorneys for Voss submitted a challenge to the petition Friday afternoon, arguing the recall was initiated in the old fighting 63rd Assembly District which will no longer exist under new legislative maps. Now, attorneys also claim the effort was once again, has once again fallen short of the 6,850 signatures required. I have that memorized. To force a recall election, and that there are numerous fraudulent and repeat signatures on the petitions. The statement released by the Racine Recall Committee Friday said they are extremely confident they have met the required threshold. We are confident in the signatures we have gathered and will defend them against any attempts to undermine this democratic process. So they do know how to say the word, Dom. A spokesperson for the group stated.
Saying it and doing it are two entirely different things, Crudy.
Now, the Wisconsin Elections Commission has until June 28th to determine whether enough valid signatures have been submitted to initiate a recall election. In April, the WEC, as it's known, Dom, voted unanimously to reject the first attempt by the group to force a recall. That time, the group had gathered about 4,989 signatures of the prerequisite 6,850.
Okay, but here's the question. Where do those 4,989 of the prerequisite 6,850, what district did they come from?
I think from the old 63rd.
So, but he didn't make this challenge then.
Well, I don't think we have clarity under law, and I think there is a viable path to challenge this. So Voss, the Rochester Republican, is the longest-serving speaker in Wisconsin Assembly history and has been a powerful force behind Republican policy wins in the state. But he angered conservative activists, Dom, with past criticism of former President Donald Trump. Activists also took issue with Voss for blocking an effort to impeach the WEC administrator, Megan Wolf. In a statement Friday, the group referred to Voss using an abbreviation for the Chinese Communist Party, the CCCP, and called him a threat to our republic. Now, Voss in the past has referenced leaders of the recall committee as whack jobs, morons, and grifters. I've only used two of those three against you, Dom. Voss files, files.
I was grifting. I'm making more money, man.
So anyways, that's the story. Voss calls them whack jobs, morons, and grifters. Terms of affection I use for you, Dom.
Well, a little reminder. The AP, Scott Bauer, reporting, I guess this was back in April 3rd of 2024, that the Wisconsin Supreme Court refused to clarify on which legislative district boundary lines should be in play for potential recall elections sought by supporters. The court, in a unanimous order,
what are noted, they begging the federal courts to intervene here?
That in December, it had ruled that the legislative maps then in place were unconstitutional and barred their future use. In February, Evers signed into law the maps he proposed that the Republican-controlled legislature passed. Those maps, they take effect in November. The court's order leaves open the question of what maps are in effect for any election before November. Quote, we decline to further clarify or amend the opinion and order, the court said, referring to its December ruling. It is the Wisconsin Elections Commission, not the Supreme Court, that has the responsibility to administer elections, the court said. So it's up to the commission now to clarify.
And they have Robin Voss is challenging, is pre-baiting what their conclusion should be, because he's saying, well, the Wisconsin Supreme Court throughout the old 63rd is unconstitutional. So how could you possibly collect the signatures from that old unconstitutional district?
So he is acknowledging, I'm sorry, is he acknowledging that the maps that the Republicans jammed down our throats the last decade were unconstitutional? Is that what he's saying?
He's only acknowledging that is how the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled. Before,
okay. But for him to win in this, he would have to agree. He would have to concur, and the courts or the WC would have to agree as well.
Well, you don't have to agree with the opinion of the court. The court has jurisdiction and made their ruling. I don't have to agree with it. I just have to abide by it.
He's actually agreeing with it. He's using that as his defense.
Sure he is. Why wouldn't he?
Well, because, of course, he knows they're unconstitutional. My reading on this
the
is
court.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is acknowledging the malfeasance of the Republicans over the course of the last decade with their unconstitutional, politically gerrymandered maps. He said so in his filing to the WEC.
Well, I think he would publicly acknowledge no such thing. And he would say this is entirely the fault of the Wisconsin Supreme Court because they didn't clarify. They chose not to clarify, you know, what maps you use. That's not Robin Voss's fault, literally. He isn't welcoming this recall effort, is he? And like any other legislator in the state of Wisconsin under a recall threat, if they're collecting the signatures, believe me, if this was Diane Hesselbein and they were collecting the signatures in her old district, what do you think her legal defense would be? So I'm not supporting Robin Voss. I certainly would like to see something bad happen to the man, you know, politically speaking. But I think he's got a valid point. I think he's got a valid concern. There has been no clarity what district. And if the WEC now turns around and says, we accept the recall petition, recall Robin Voss, well, I think he's got a path at least to go exercise litigation at the federal courts.
I mean, if you got the money and it's the taxpayers' money or your donors' money, you always got a path or there's some justification because you got to pay for it. But I would also.
What if he thought backdoor he could keep the old legislative maps?
What about Lena Taylor's piece, right? Lena Taylor, she was a legislator, senator, right? Pointed to a judge, and she's going to have a special election. Apparently, if a primary will be held on July 30th, primary if needed would be held on July 2nd. Well, what district is that? I mean, how is Lena Taylor? How is that seat up and ready for an election? At least according to May.
No legal challenges
in the May, but it still has to be a district. Which lines are they using? Is that the precedent? Because no one's challenging. Okay, what lines are they using? Are they using the new ones or the old ones? And how could they use something different than what Robin Voss would want to use?
Didn't me and Deep Throat warn you all that this could be a consequence of short-circuiting the Wisconsin Supreme Court and taking a legislative remedy, taking the offered laurel wreath from Assembly Speaker Robin Voss? And so ironic, so conspicuous that this would play out through the, what do you know, the recall of Robin Voss, that we've got a question, a legal question of what are the valid districts. And you're right, I'm not clear on Lena Taylor's district or the former district, the senatorial district for a special election. And I don't think Robin Voss is going down without a fight in allowing them to recall him. And if he could jam it in your eye Democrats...
recall organization did, he was going to go against it regardless.
Well, absolutely. But it could be worse.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Yeah, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Love it when you join the political party. 844-967-2789. Crudy did a little more digging on this Wisconsin State Senate district, Lena Taylor's old district. Apparently not going to be an issue because the district did not change their boundaries under the new maps. So that remains the same. Doesn't matter, old maps, new maps, it's all the same.
But the old fighting 63rd or the new assembly 33rd, well, those are entirely different districts, Dom, at least numerically, as they're labeled. And I am very confused about this whole process because, let's not forget, Robin Voss running for re-election, and he runs first as an assembly person, right? The assembly leader, the speaker's title doesn't go with that particular district,
right?
You know, goes with the man. He was elected Speaker of the Assembly. So anyways, he'll run for re-election. And the crazy thing is, Dom, the primary challenger that was running against him, not in the recall effort, not the recall 2.0, but in the normal elective process, well, apparently, Dom, he's dropped out of the race due to circumstances beyond his control. Or so he claims.
Spend more time with the family.
As it's being reported by the Journal Sentinel, Dom, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, sole Republican challenger in the August primary, is ending his campaign. In a statement shared by WisPolitics on Tuesday, East Troy resident, and I've been struggling with this name, but the good news is I'll never have to learn it. Andrew Sigilski announced...
Sigilski. I'm going Sigilski.
You go with whatever you're going to go with. Sigilski announced his decision was due to circumstances beyond my control. Sigilski said he only ran in the first place after he failed to recruit candidates who would have fared better in the primary. Now, he did reach out to us. I don't know if you ever pay attention to your emails, Tom.
Oh, no, I did not see that.
But I didn't know how to say his name, so there was little or no chance I was booking him. Though his name will appear on the ballot, Sigilski said residents should vote for somebody else. Now, here's the interesting part, Tom, the beyond his control part, apparently. Court records show Sigilski was charged with the third OWI offense in 2013. So that's more than a decade ago. Guy could have reformed his way since then. But, oh, yeah, he also received misdemeanor charges for disorderly conduct in 2015 and 16. And Sigilski did not respond to a request for comment. But Sigilski's departure narrows Voss's field of challengers to independent Kelly Clark of Studevant and former Lake Geneva Mayor Alan Kupczyk, who's running as a Democrat. They will all campaign in the new 33rd Assembly District.
Come on, Alan.
Voss on Friday filed a challenge to a second attempt at a recall, claiming there were not enough valid signatures. Oh, yeah, that and that they collected the signatures from the old fight in 63rd. So I wonder to whom he's going to run with the lawsuit. Robin Voss, that is. Now, a group of election conspiracy theorists and supporters of Donald Trump in May submitted a new... That's how they're being... They should just civically active citizens conspiracy theorists.
At the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is saying it properly. That's what they are. The Sky is Green party decided to run a candidate. I mean, if that's what they say, that's what they do, that's what they are. Call them what they are.
Well, they already have a Green Party, Dom, but a group of election conspiracy theorists and supporters of Donald Trump in May submitted a new batch of petitions that they said contained enough signatures to trigger a recall election after their first attempt failed. Former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman, who helped lead the recall, said then he didn't know who would run if it comes to an election. Clark was involved in attempts to recall Voss. The Racine County Committee on May 21st posted a radio advertisement where she called on citizens to sign the recall petition. A little different than Robin Voss's advertising campaign, Tom. But here was his statement then.
I think we should remind people of what Robin Voss's advertising campaign, where it was. He was putting out flyers saying, oh, my God, if someone comes up to, you know, ask you to sign this petition, don't do it and call the sheriff.
They might be felons. Here is what the aforementioned Kelly Clark said prior to Speaker Voss is resorting to lies and scare tactics to suppress the First Amendment rights of our friends who are actively working on his recall effort. This is a clear attempt to divert attention from the real problems, one of which is his support of the communist China purchasing of Wisconsin farmland. Now, this has been a stated issue with the recall Racine people.
Is this the Foxconn? What are we talking about?
No,
this is different than
Foxconn. I am really a little befuddled as to precisely what they mean, but this was espoused at the Trump rally. And I told you, I saw Mike Lindell there, and he had the Racine recall guys. They were kind of his own personal Proud Boys, kind of walking him through the crowd, if you will, Dom. And that was something stated at that time by the young guy I talked to in the fluorescent yellow recall Racine hat. And he said, you know, it's his support of the CCCP. No, CCP.
CCP, right.
Communist Chinese Party and their purchase of Wisconsin farmland. And I hadn't even heard that criticism of Voss specifically prior. Like, is this something that Robin Voss solely determines for the state of Wisconsin, whether or not Chinese people and corporations can buy our farmland? Because, I mean, I have no doubt Robin would sell all of us down the river. I mean,
free but, market capitalism, man. What are you talking about? I'm not clear that this isn't Foxconn. I don't know that, you know, the Trumpsters make any distinction between Taiwan and China or Foxconn and China. But I literally, I'm not clear. So as it stands right now, crew, the Wisconsin Elections Commission has until June 28th to determine the validity of the signatures from the recall group. So what, just it's like 2 weeks from Friday, the WEC will come down. But as it stands right now, if I'm understanding all this back and forth, Rudy, right now, if those signatures are approved and a recall process starts, he doesn't have a challenger at this point for the recall. He's got a challenger for the regular primary in August, but he doesn't have a challenger in the recall. Is that where we're at?
Well,
right now?
His regular challenger in August actually dropped out of the race today. So okay, he doesn't have a challenger in the August Republican primary. There's the Kelly Clark, the independent, apparently the
independent,
supportive of the recall. She's running. But we don't know who the candidate might be to qualify against him in the recall.
Oh, right now, Robin Voss has no Republican primary candidates, challengers in either the recall or the general or the regular.
Right. Adam Steen's out there somewhere. Come back.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition. You can always be a part. 844-967-2789. Apparently, the recall receiving, the recall Voss people put out a presser way back in March. Today, recall Voss campaign director Conrad Reynolds released this statement about the news related to Robin Voss's connections to the People's Republic of People's Republic of China. And apparently he has an affiliated entity with the State Legislative Leaders Foundation. That seems like a tenuous connection to China, and that he is part of an affiliated entity, the State Legislative Leaders Foundation. He is literally a legislative leader. And if that institution has a connection to the Chinese Communist Party, ergo Voss is a communist Chinese. I mean, I don't understand the logic otherwise.
I mean, I'm sure we could do some digging and maybe, you know, flesh it out, but does it really even matter? Hey, Voss, communist, bad. Donald Trump, good. What else do you need, man? I mean, that's literally it. Yeah, there's some tenuous connection between Voss and this organization. I mean, I think there is a greater question about, you know, what the rules are. I mean, I know in, you know, countries around the world, you can't necessarily just go and buy a land as a U.S. citizen. You know, there's hooks, and either you're outright, you can't do it, or you got to have, you know, maybe local partners, whatever the case may be. I'm not clear. I think it's certainly up for conversation. What the proper role of the government would be in, you know, free market capitalism, as the Republicans like to call it. It's all fine and dandy until it goes something against the way that they want it to go, and then of course there's a major problem. But that being said, I'm still kind of all this effort from Gabelman and the recall folks, and you're doing this twice, and now being challenged and going to WC and. Who knows? Maybe the Wisconsin Supreme Court eventually, maybe a federal court. And what does the federal court do? I know that's a concern that we've had, crew, today. You know, stop the whole thing and leave the old maps in. I mean, who knows all that? All right, we'll see how that plays out. But there's no Republican candidate announced yet.
Well, I think that's keeping your powder dry, Dom. Because I did question even way back at the Trump rally, and that's been 6 weeks now. Well, I was questioning who would be the candidate. You know, if you're getting rid of this guy, it's not enough. You don't just get to dethrone Voss. As those that recalled Scott Walker realized, you must also have a candidate that can beat that person during the recall election.
Well, but you got to have a candidate. Yes, hopefully you hope they can beat them, but you still got to have a candidate, man.
Well, the Democrats had Tom Barrett, of course, the recycled... Yes. Milwaukee mayor who had run for the governor's race in the earlier election.
His honorable ambassador to Luxembourg, I believe, is how you refer to him.
Cruz. I haven't spoken to Tom in some time, Dom, so I don't think about Tom much at all, but except in this political equation, in that he was a bit of a retread when they ran him back in the recall, right? Walker had already beaten that guy recently, within like a year. So anyways, they ran out of retread. But when I questioned the Racine recall people, Dom, no one offered a candidate. And my immediate assumption was the felony allegations against Adam Steen might make him less presentable. But now, in light of the convictions of
other Republicans and Republican county parties here in Wisconsin were engaged in a scheme to circumvent campaign limits.
Allegedly, feloniously, Dom. But now that the mega cult leader has been convicted of 34 felonies, it is my assertion it makes Adam Steen all the more appealing that it has also been alleged that he could be a felon, Dom, under campaign finance laws. The same thing Trump got convicted of. And literally, they are, what, co-conspirators in this scheme, the Trump Super PAC, the Save America PAC or whatever.
There seems to be a common theme.
So, I don't know, Dom, but I must assume.
We can only assume.
The recall Voss, candidate of choice of the MAGA conspiracy QAnon, is going to be alleged felon Adam Steen, a fine candidate. Or what did Voss call him, a moron and a grifter?
Where does Michael Gableman live?
Oh, you think he's going to run as a candidate? I mean, he could have established residency in Studevant by now. Could have gone down to Pleasant Prairie and found a little place, right?
Well, given all the time he's been spending down there supporting them, perhaps he could already do that.
I have no idea. And it would be a shame if someone publicly doxed the man, but it won't be me. Okay, I don't know where Gableman lives.
So Steen, I mean, Gableman's a part of it. This cat, Zaglewski, whatever his name was. Well, we'll not have to worry about him again. Sorry, we didn't get back to you, man. I should have
five
called the show.
Allegations later.
2789.
Well, here's the funny part, though. You know, circumstances beyond my control. Well, beyond your current control, but you could have controlled yourself a little bit better prior. 3 OWIs and 2 domestic violence allegations, Dom. I think he did have some control over those circumstances.
Well, I mean, you don't now, but you don't. Do you use them? I mean, as far as I knew, he acknowledged that he was not "quote unquote" the best candidate given his background, but he still went forward anyway. Now, so that's changed. You know what I'm saying? He seemingly accepted the fact.
Well, Dan Bice must have been writing a column. You know what I'm saying? Dan's calling him for comment about his, you know, prior indiscretions and you know, suddenly the guy's got a new job or something.
But once again, as mentioned, if that's the case, I mean, if Adam Steen can do it, why couldn't he? I mean, he was doing it way before the rest of these new alleged felons. Come on, man. He's the OG. He was getting DUIs and disorderly conduct back in the day when all you Republicans were pretending to be good people. Now you just like outright elect the felons. We love those cats who've been convicted of felonies. So wouldn't he then be the perfect candidate, perhaps?
Well, I would point out, Dom, the fact that he had run himself out there as a primary opponent of Robin Voss, not through this crazy go nuts recall effort, but through the normal process. Maybe he's a moderate. Maybe he's just sick of Robin Voss. And he tried to recruit someone by his own admission, but, you know, found no one willing to go and oppose Robin as a Republican in the Republican primary in August, and said, well, like Dick Cheney said, I'm the best man for the job.
Shoot him in the face. Wouldn't it make sense if you were going to go through this effort to have the person who would, you know, normally run as the primary opponent to Robin Voss coordinate or be involved with the recall effort as well? Or are these going to be two different organizations?
I would think that these are separate actions. I don't think this Andrew Zaglewski. Well, of course, it's completely futile. I mean, it's fun for talk radio fodder. I've enjoyed it. I mean, keep it up, boys. This is great. But I would say, you know, when you can't even field a primary candidate who hasn't been alleged five times of something, you know, understandably first offense OWI, not criminal offenses here in the state.
But he's been convicted five times, right? These aren't not allegations. I mean, this dude got three DUIs and two disorderly conducts. These are a matter of fact. This isn't alleged, right? Like I said, man, he's got five stars, man. It's a five-star general. I mean, the way the Republicans roll these days, this guy should be hoisted up on the chair and bounced around the room. This is exactly what they want. Why would he possibly? But my point.
No
being,
involvement of a porn star. That's where the real admiration.
See, that's where you know. So I'm not clear what the circumstances beyond his control. I mean, maybe it's the family thing, health, who knows? But he was ready to go. He accepted, knew it back then, and now he's out. So now there's no one.
Maybe he's been taking dogs out to the quarry, a la Christy Noem. Because as far as I can tell, she has even reclamated herself. There is talk that she might be back into consideration as one of Donald Trump's vice presidential contenders. Because, I mean, it's been like 2 weeks since she admitted she's a puppy murderer, Dom, and a goat murderer. But I think the people were more offended by the puppy murder. But,
why,
I mean,
man?
Maybe... Maybe that's the information that if it came to light, man, would really change the community's attitude about young
Andrew. Take an old yeller out to the back quarry, putting him out of his misery.
That is not good for politics.
I since when? I just think the bar has been lowered to such a degree that there is very little the Republicans would actually hold their own members accountable for. I mean, let's that'd be a short list. I'm literally like, what would it be?
Not having murder? A platform.
Murder? Who'd you kill? You know, even murder, be like, well, murder's bad. Who'd you kill? You know what I mean?
Did you kill one of ours or one of theirs?
Yeah, right.
What type of American?
In the hospital, you put one of theirs in the morgue. I mean, literally, what would they judge themselves on? Because as far as I can tell, it's not a damn thing.
Dom, it's interesting. By contrast, perhaps, the Democratic Party of the great state of Wisconsin, they had their convention over the course of the weekend. And I maybe underestimated the number of participants in the protest of Senator Tammy Baldwin while she gave her speech Saturday night. I had only seen approximately three people being sort of escorted out the back as she continued to speak. Tammy Baldwin continued to speak. I was not there. As you well know, Dom, but I saw some of the video coverage thereof. And I find it interesting, the protesters, and it's not a big shocker, Democratic protesters are pro-Palestinian. And they thought that Senator Baldwin was somehow complicit and responsible for the genocide, or at least those were the accusations being leveled by the protesters. Well, I find it interesting, Dom, you talk about, you know, what policy would the Republicans change? Well, the Democratic Party literally adopted a policy platform, I think, in direct response to this protest action. The Cap Times picked up on it, Dom. I just want to get started on this one. Wisconsin Democrats adopt a ceasefire resolution after protest. And we'll give you a little coverage from the Cap Times. But the interesting part, as the Wisconsin Democratic delegates came to the convention, they were given their conventioner's packet, and the recommendation was vote against these resolutions of ceasefire. That's what the delegates were being told. They're being advised, vote against. But Sunday, they took a vote, and the Democratic Party of the state of Wisconsin resolved as a party to seek a ceasefire, to basically take a side, because those that are overly supportive of Israel just feel like they should be able to do whatever they want to do because October 7th, you know, they had their September 11th moment. And they can do whatever they want because they have the right to protect themselves and eradicate the evil that is Hamas and make sure that they could never do it again. So there are those that are, of course, on the Israel or bust side as well. But that's not the stance of the Democratic Party of the state of Wisconsin. And I find it interesting that this position effectively changed between Saturday night and Sunday. And I'm wondering, you know, is this the way the Democrats make decisions? And I've been to a few of those Saturday night parties, Dom. And the Spotted Cow is there flowing at the DPW convention. But was it the Sunday hangovers that led to this vote? I'm not sure that politically this is a stance that is worth taking. Now, John Nichols at the Cap Times, he's a editor there and a friend of ours. He thinks that the National Party should follow the example of this proposition, this resolution passed by the Democratic Party of the state of Wisconsin. So we got a little bit more time to do our Wisconsin Power Hour. And we got time to hear from you, phone or text, 844-967-2789. The Dems have done a bit of a flippy floppy on this topic, Dom.
Maybe an evolution, perhaps. We'll get to it from the Cap Times. You can join us as well, 844-967-2789. One paragraph from Nichols' piece in the Cap Times, quote, after an extended but largely thoughtful and sincere debate, the convention voted in favor of the resolution. It was also coupled with a vote in favor of a resolution decrying anti-Semitism. Folks, come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates.
Malarkey. The Devil's Advocates invented malarkey.
All right, thank you for Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Phone lines always open. Talk or text. Hit us up on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Dom, perhaps we can talk more about the Wisconsin Democratic Party adopting a ceasefire resolution. But you've sent me some tantalizing news about the great state of Wisconsin, the headline. And when it's at the Raw Story, Dom, it's got to be good. Ex-Trump attorney kicked off judicial committee for role in the fake elector scheme. Who's Jim Troupas? The Wisconsin Supreme Court suspended former Trump attorney James Troupas from its Judicial Conduct Advisory Committee on Tuesday. That was overdue. Troupas, who also previously served as a Dane County Circuit Court judge at the appointment of Wanker, I would point out, was charged with felony forgery for his role in the planning of a scheme to have a group of Republicans cast false electoral college votes for Trump after the 2020 election. And despite his role in the false elector scheme, Troupas was reappointed to the advisory committee by the court's then-conservative majority in March of 2023. Really? They thought it was a good idea then. I and you, Dom, thought it was a bad idea. The committee, which consists of 9 members, 6 judges, 1 court commissioner, 1 attorney, and 1 member of the public, give opinions and advice on judges' compliance with the state code of judicial conduct. I'm not sure that Troupas met the code of conduct.
No,
Dom.
I think, you know, trying to overturn an election is probably against the code of conduct, or if not, it should be.
Dominic, the appointment to a second 3-year term was a month before the Supreme Court election in which Janet Protasiewicz was elected. So April of 2023.
They made a point to slide it and stick it in there and stick it to you, man. That was the whole point. They couldn't wait any longer because you think those liberal justices would have done it.
Well, in April of 2023, Janet Protasiewicz won a decisive victory, double digits, won her place on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, flipping the balance. And they made the appointment of Troupas, this corrupted conservative, former judge, Walker appointee, Trump attorney, and now indicted feloniously.
Fraudulent. Yes. Yes.
So this guy gets inserted for another 3-year term, like a month before the election.
Hurry up. Do it. Do it. Do it now.
The 4 conservatives appointed Troupas to the committee despite the objections from the 3 liberal justices on the court at the time. And last week, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call, finally Josh, announced that Troupas and 2 other former Trump associates had been charged with felonies for their role in the planning of the false elector scheme. The scheme was then outsourced to a number of other states, and played a major role in the events that led to the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. Troupas also served as the attorney for Trump campaign in the recount it requested, and Dane in Milwaukee counties. Our friend Maggie Dawn tells that story very well. And subsequent attempts to have thousands of absentee ballots that were cast from those largely Democratic counties thrown out in an attempt to overturn the results of the election. And let's not forget, by a Hagedorn, by a 4-3 vote, the Wisconsin Supreme Court, then conservative controlled, they voted against the crazy notion of throwing out 200,000 absentee ballots in the state of Wisconsin. And that happened the very same day that the true electors, December 14, 2020, voted at the Wisconsin state capitol, but also the very same day that Jim Troupas and Cheesebro and Mike Roman and hell, Andrew Hitt and all the others, the unindicted co-conspirators, Tom, the fake electors as they've come to be known, they also went to the Wisconsin state capitol, and without caveat.
No. F those guys.
Claim themselves to be the actual valid electors for the state of Wisconsin, despite the fact that Joe Biden won this state. And they knew that at the time, and all legal remedies effectively had been exhausted before they committed that crime, Dom. So I'm glad Jim Troupas ain't going to be heading up the committee any longer, or on the Judicial Ethics Committee. F that guy.
That was Mike Roman who said that. Because they could have, you know, put some extra words into their thing, into their
legal fraudulent document.
Yeah, and protected themselves. But Mike Roman said, F those guys. WPR reporting from back in the day, Curdy, December of 2020. Hagedorn said such a move, again, to Hagedorn let loose on this petition by a group called the Wisconsin Voters Alliance, which asked the court to reject more than 3 million votes cast in November election, required the legislature to choose its own presidential election and require the governor to approve them. Hagedorn said such a move would be without precedent in American history. His quote, one might expect that this solemn request would be paired with evidence. Instead, the evidentiary support rests almost entirely on the unsworn expert report of a former campaign employee.
Rudy?
Hagedorn said that what was being asked of the court was also dangerous, something far more fundamental. And the winner of Wisconsin's electoral votes is implicated in this case. At stake, in some measure, is faith in our system of free and fair elections, a feature central to the enduring strength of our constitutional republic. It can be easily to blithely move on to the next case with a petition so obviously lacking, but this is sobering. The relief sought by the petitioners is the most dramatic invocation of judicial power I have ever seen. Damn. Thank you, Hagedorn.
But I would point out, Hagedorn did go with the reappointment of Jim Troupas to the Judicial Ethics Committee. He was one of the votes, the four.
Well, he wasn't charged yet. Now he's charged, and now it's all different?
Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. Charged, never convicted. A happy hour. It comes next. You know who's been convicted? Hunter Biden. Guilty, guilty, guilty. We'll talk about that. And will the old man pardon him? Dom would. Ha ha.